Deutsche Welle, Africa Link.
A very good morning to you and welcome to Africa Link, coming to you live from Deutsche Welle. My name is Abubakar Jallo in Bonn, Germany. Coming up, after clinching the presidency, Burkina Faso's MPP party fails to impress in parliamentary elections.
The job is going to be a little hectic, a little difficult in parliament, especially if all the opposition leaders come together against the ruling party.
And Cameroon's army says its forces have rescued more than 900 civilians held captive by the Islamist group Boko Haram.
This operation led to the neutralization and killing of hundreds of fighters from the enemy group and the freeing of 900 persons held hostage for several years by Boko Haram.
Plus an episode of Crime Fighters, a Learning by Air production. Stay tuned.
Top story.
We begin in Burkina Faso, where parliamentary election results were announced on Wednesday. The MPP party, whose candidate, Rochemark Christian Kabore, won the presidency, failed to garner an absolute majority. MPP booked 55 out of 127 seats. The former ruling party of ousted President Blaise Compaoré clinched 18 seats. James Amadeka is a political commentator in the capital Ouagadougou and has been telling my colleague Crispin Mwakidiu what the numbers mean for the incoming president.
Currently, we have 137 seats in parliament. MPP party, whose leader won the presidential elections, has 55 seats out of the 127 in the National Assembly. Followed by the UPC, 33 seats. And then comes the former regime of the CDP, led by Blaise Compaoré, 18 seats. Emir PS, led by Maître Sankara Stanislas Benewende, who had 5 seats. And the rest were shared by the smaller parties.
Does the president-elect now have a majority to govern the country with a majority in parliament?
Yes, they have a majority, but I think they don't have the absolute majority, which normally should be the two-thirds majority. They could not obtain that.
What will happen now if he doesn't have the absolute majority? Will that make his job difficult in parliament?
Yeah. His job is going to be a little hectic, a little difficult in parliament, especially if all the opposition leaders come together against the ruling party. Is going to make his task very, very tough in parliament.
And what does that say, that the opposition has scored a lot of parliamentary seats? Like, for example, the CDP and the other party, UPC. Does that mean that the former president Compaoré is still popular in some parts of Burkina Faso?
The former president per se is not popular, but there are some key figures in the party who are so liked by the people of Burkina Faso.
How do you see the role of the opposition in the new parliament that is soon to convene?
The UPC has been the leader of opposition in parliament already, and they are still the leader, which is the UPC, who is Déphirène Diabré. He's a very tough guy, very articulate in parliament, and I would say that he is the main figure behind the fall, the mobilization of the people that led to the fall of Blaise Compaoré. This is why I was saying earlier that the MPP regime is going to have it very tough in parliament, because this man is very dynamic, he knows his work, he's very articulate, and parliament is really going to be hot.
Political commentator James Amadeka speaking from Ouagadougou. World leaders and leading politicians, including Germany's foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, have commended Burkina Faso for conducting what many say was a clean, free and fair election. Shortly after his victory, President-elect Rochemark Christian Kabore spoke to DW's Gerlin Vollmer, where he outlined his vision. Susan Holton compiled this report.
The presidential election in Burkina Faso has been given a general seal of approval by observers. On Wednesday, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier congratulated the country for what he said was a milestone in the conduct of free and transparent elections. Great challenges lie ahead, Steinmeier said, and Germany, which has been a partner of Burkina Faso for more than 50 years, is ready to accompany this process. Such words will be welcomed by President-elect Roch Marc Kaboré, who has been outlining his goals. He said it was the joint responsibility of all citizens to ensure a better future for the country that has experienced several coups and considerable upheaval in the years since independence.
Our goal is not only economic recovery, but we must also satisfy the basic needs of the population. That is a major task. Expectations are high and we must not lose any time. We must start working immediately.
That's one of the main themes of the president-to-be, that work must begin without delay and that everyone has to be involved.
Our first task will be to motivate the Burkinabes to get down to work. We also have to work to change people's mentality so that everyone knows that for our country to be rebuilt, everyone has to do their bit at his or her individual place of work. At the same time, this is a collective task. We must reinstate justice in our country, along with good governance, and we must also work to bring about national reconciliation.
Fears that Kaboré's predecessor, Blaise Compaoré, would try and stay in power past 2015 led to a popular uprising a year earlier, after Compaoré sought to amend the constitution. People poured onto the streets in protest, and Compaoré found himself forced to resign at the end of October. A military-run transitional government was put in place, but was forced to hand over power to a transitional civilian administration with a promise of elections to follow. For Kaboré, much of the task that lies ahead has its roots in this recent past.
Burkina Faso has had a tumultuous history between independence and today, and there is a need to bring about reconciliation on the basis of truth and justice. Only when we have achieved this can we look to the future together. If we do not bring about reconciliation, but turn to fighting one another, then it is obvious that there will be no development. And so I repeat my appeal to the nation that we hope to achieve reconciliation by taking the path of truth and justice.
That report was written by Susan Holton.
Africa Link, every weekday on DW Deutsche Welle.
Now, Cameroon's army said it has killed at least 100 members of the militant Islamist group Boko Haram and freed 900 people that the group had been holding hostage. Army spokesman Colonel Dide Bajek said troops had conducted a sweep operation in November along Cameroon's long border with its western neighbor Nigeria. Cameroon is part of a regional task force comprising troops from Chad, Niger, Nigeria and Benin that pledged to destroy Boko Haram. Moki Kinseka joins me now on the line from Yaoundé.
Actually, Abubakar, the Minister of Communication and Government spokesperson for Cameroon, Issa Chiruma Bakari, told the media that 900 Cameroonians, Nigerians and Chadians were released by joint forces fighting the Boko Haram insurgency between the 27th and the 29th of November. I will suggest, Abubakar, that you listen to what Issa Chiruma Bakari said.
This operation led to the neutralization and killing of hundreds of fighters from the enemy group and the freeing of 900 persons held hostage for several years by Boko Haram. The neutralization enemies include the so-called Alaji Gana, presented as the chief of Boko Haram's operation in the area and who served as the commander of several attacks led against Cameroon. Huge stocks of weapons and ammunition, as well as a propaganda material such as jihadist flags, were seized during these operations.
So, Moki, how big a success is this in the fight against Boko Haram?
Well, if you notice, Abubakar, in the past 4 months or 5 months, Boko Haram has changed tactics. They have now been using suicide bombers. They have now been stealing cattle, which actually indicates that their days may be counted unless some other thing happened that we don't know. And the military has not witnessed any massive attack as was the case some time ago. So we could say without mincing words and without fear that Boko Haram is really facing difficulties.
So do Cameroonians have the feeling that the war against Boko Haram is being won?
Yes, Cameroonians are very, very confident that the war is being won against Boko Haram. But then what is becoming dangerous now is this asymmetric warfare, is this suicide bombings that is really disturbing Cameroonians. Nobody knows when it happens. Every other day it is reported. So Cameroonians really fear that the terrorist group is resorting to this type of tactics.
Moki Kinseka in Yaoundé. Now, around the world, Shiite Muslims are gathering this week for their religious festival, Arba'in. It marks the end of a 40-day mourning period to remember one of their early leaders, Imam Hussein. While millions of Shiites have made a pilgrimage to Karbala in Iraq, West African Shiites are gathering in the Nigerian town of Zaria in Kaduna State. Boko Haram jihadists, however, view this practice as heresy. A few days ago, they targeted a procession of Shia Muslims, killing 21 people. This report by Frederike Muller-Young and Ibrahima Yakubu is now presented by Sela Oneko.
They've come all the way from Ghana, Chad, Cameroon, Benin and Togo. The Muslim pilgrims of the Shiite minority have been walking for days. Their goal? The town of Zaria in Nigeria's Kaduna State. This is where their leader, Ibrahim Azakzaki, will hold a speech to mark one of their biggest yearly festivals, Arba'in. For Shiites, it's a time to remember Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, who was killed in the Battle of Karbala. Muhammad Mukta Sahabi, the chairman of Kaduna Shiite community, explains.
We thank God for letting us be among those who love Imam Hussein and who cry to show sorrow for what happened to him and also to emulate his deeds. He was also in the procession with his family and children when he was killed. We are simply doing the same with our family and children.
However, this year's pilgrimage has been overshadowed by a suicide attack on the group last weekend in Kano, which left 22 people dead. The attack was claimed by the terrorist group Boko Haram, which considers Shiite Muslims as heretics. Shiites only make up about 1% of Muslims in West Africa, according to Roman Lohmeyer, an anthropologist at the University of Göttingen. Their religious differences to the Sunni majority have led to confrontations in the past.
There are, of course, many Sunnis who have no problems with the Shiites, but the more radical groups and Salafist groups have declared Shiites as their enemy, not only in Nigeria, but also in other parts of the Islamic world.
The attack has, however, not deterred people from attending the gathering. In fact, even people from other religious groups are joining the celebrations to show their solidarity. Ioana Buru, a Christian pastor from the Peace and Reconciliation Foundation, is one of them.
I'm using this as a platform to build the bridge between Muslim and Christian, to bring peaceful coexistence between Christians and Muslims, knowing that the Bible says if your brother is weeping, you should weep with him. If he's celebrating or if he's mourning, you should mourn with him. And if he's celebrating, you celebrate with him.
After last week's attack, authorities have stepped up security measures in the town of Zaria to ensure safety during the festivities.
Frederike Muller-Young and Ibrahima Yakubu compiled that report.
Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to the fifth episode of Crime Fighters, The Radical Journey. In Kululaland, the police are still working on the case of a female suicide bomber, Zora Kasim. The detectives have reason to believe that Zora's father, the politician Honorable Kasim, may be involved with a terrorist group, the SWAT Sages. This group is actively recruiting in the region, especially among young people. The police officer Jude witnessed a recruitment meeting, but managed to conceal his true identity.
Meanwhile, the terrorist group has just finished training some new members, as we will find out in this fifth episode entitled The Initiation Test.
Hello?
Hello, Bobo.
Mom? Mom? What's wrong? Why are you crying?
It's the landlord. He's given us till the end of the month. Then we have to pay him. And your brother, Somo. I have to take him to hospital.
Mom, it's okay. Don't panic. Don't worry. Dry your tears, all right?
Bobo, I really need your help. We have to find the money.
It will be okay, Mom. I'll see what I can do. I'll call you back. I promise.
Thank you. Thank you, my son. God bless you.
Hey, Bobo. Hmm? You look worried. What's the matter?
Nothing much. Just things I need to take care of at home. Money issues, you know.
I see. So, Bobo, tell me about this initiation test. What is it?
Oh, I'll be doing it myself. To prove your willingness, you have to detonate a bomb. There is a whole network of people who help set it up. It's easy. All you have to do is to detonate the bomb with a remote.
A bomb? With a remote? Detonate it where?
So many questions. Okay. So, it's all constructed at home. You use a fuse, explosive filler, and a power source, which is the trigger. Then you link together as many devices as possible. So when the first one is detonated, it also detonates all the others.
You mean in public places? With people around? Where and when is this happening?
Jude, I don't know myself. I'll be informed. I guess since it's just a test, wherever it is will be deserted.
And you're willing to do this?
I have to, for personal reasons. I need the money.
I see. Can I ask you something? Did you ever meet Zora Kasim here?
No, I never saw her here. I heard about her on the news. She shocked a lot of people. She wanted for nothing. She was one of the elite, not like us poor devils.
Hey, Bobo, isn't that Cecilia? Cecilia from English class. We went to school together, didn't we?
Yes, that's her.
What in God's name is she doing here?
Oh, yeah, I remember. You liked her in school, hmm? Jude.
What? No, no, no.
I should warn you. She is the warlord's property. So you'd better put any funny ideas right out of your head.
What?
You heard.
Mr. Commissioner, sir.
Inspector Brenda, what's happening in the internet cafe? Anything yet? Jude told us after the meeting a few days ago that his former classmate might go there to contact the terrorist group.
There aren't many people here, sir. It won't take long to find the young man Jude described if he's here.
Okay, good. The bomb squad has found some explosives hidden in a viewing center, just as Jude said. So we are finally onto something.
Whoa. Okay, sir. I'd better keep my eyes open in here.
Okay, good. So the backup team is ready. We are all on alert. Call immediately if you identify him.
Yes, sir. I'll go and take a seat at one of the computers.
I wanted to tell you that I had a problem with the test. I was all set to complete it. I went back to the viewing center, but it didn't go as planned.
Uh-oh. What's going on over there?
I couldn't do it just then, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to. What do you mean I've failed? I told you I will do it. I just need to know when I'm going to get my money.
I'll be damned. This must be the guy.
I hid it 3 days ago in the viewing center. Nobody saw me. But I told you some of my friends were there. That's why I couldn't. You know, go ahead. I have the remote. I have it with me right now. You've got to believe I'll do it, because I need that money very badly. I just need you to promise me I will still get it.
Oh, time to call the backup team.
you want to see me about Jude? What's so important that I have to meet you out here in the bush? You know this is risky.
Cecilia, you haven't changed after all these years. Still as plain speaking as ever.
Jude, why are you here? Who are you spying for? I smell a big fat rat, and if I'm right, you're going to get yourself into so much trouble.
No, Sissy, I just wanted to speak with you, for old time's sake. Why are you doing this? Why are you with that warlord?
You see what I'm saying? Why am I with Scambo? Who are you to judge me? Why are you even interested?
No, 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 don't take it the wrong way. I'm just...
What wrong way? Listen, I have someone who loves me. Society is full of hypocrites, but Scambo, he is for real. He accepts me for who I am.
Really? You seriously believe he loves you? I'm worried about you, Cecilia.
I'm not listening to this, Jude. For your own sake, just leave me be.
That's the problem. I just can't leave you be. Open your eyes. You need to see the real Scambo.
Who are you working for, Jude? Tell me the truth. You really smell like a spy.
I can't stop thinking about Zora.
Zora? What do you mean? You knew her?
She was the sweetest thing. I shouldn't have broken up with her. Now she's gone and I'm sure she must have been brainwashed.
So you knew Zora. Jude, listen. You have to be careful. You're messing with the wrong people.
Cecilia, you're an old friend. I care for you. And I don't want anything bad happening to you. I'm worried about the influence these people have over you. About what they might make you do.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hello, good afternoon. Can we speak to you for a moment?
What about?
I'm Inspector Brenda, and this is Mr. Cletus, Commissioner of Police. Can you please identify yourself to us?
Bobo Kuda. Why?
We'd like to talk to you about a conversation you were having earlier.
Yes? What about it? What about my conversation?
Please stand up slowly from your chair and empty out your pockets.
Why? I am a free citizen. Aren't I allowed to talk to my friends online?
Of course you are, but you'll save us all a lot of time if you just do as we ask.
I only have my wallet and...
What's this remote control for?
It's...
Hey, not so fast, mister. If you have nothing to hide, why are you trying to escape? Besides, you won't get away. We have 10 other policemen outside.
But I haven't done anything.
Bobo Kuda, you're going to have to come with us to the station for further questioning.
I am telling you, I haven't done anything.
Then you shouldn't have tried to run.
You'll have a chance to explain everything once we get to the station. Come with us, please, Mr. Kuda.
And with Bobo's arrest, we come to the end of today's episode. What will Bobo tell the police? Will he help them find the warlord Scambo? Join us again next time for another exciting episode of The Radical Journey. Until then, you can visit our website, dw.com/crimefighters, or join us for a discussion on Facebook. Goodbye for now.
And before we leave you, a quick summary of the main stories. Burkina Faso's MPP party of President-elect Roch Marc Kabore has failed to garner an absolute majority in the parliamentary election. And Cameroon's army has said its forces killed at least 100 members of the militant Islamist group Boko Haram and freed 900 hostages. There we come to the end of this broadcast. You can contact us by sending an email to feedback@dw.com, a letter to AfricaLink, DW 53110 Bonn, Germany, or an SMS to country code 49160957595510. My name is Abubakar Jallo in Bonn, and I wish you a pleasant day. Bye for now.